This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri doesn't allow people on probation or parole to vote. That means over 60,000 residents won't be able to participate in next month's presidential primaries. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Julie O'Donohue reports, two St. Louis lawmakers are hoping to lift the voting ban.
Brandon Reed still remembers watching Barack Obama's victory speech on television in 2008. His friends went to the polls that day, but Reed was under criminal supervision, so he couldn't vote.
It was almost like one of those like pivotal moments that you don't get to be a part of and say, like, I got to be a part of this and I got to make a decision. I've served my time. I've done what I needed to do from society's viewpoint. But nonetheless, it's almost like, yeah, but you're not all the way done. We're still going to place all these sanctions on you to where you're not fully a citizen again.
Reed was in and out of prison in his late teens and 20s for crimes related to his methamphetamine and heroin addiction. Now he's sober and a registered voter. Getting his voting rights back was one of the very first things he did when he was off of supervision. He says people on probation and parole are reminded often that they can't vote during the presidential election cycle. It's something that's hard to escape, especially on election day.
If you don't have the right to vote, of course you're going to know about it, right? Because it's you see it on news. It's voting day. Everybody has, there's just like kind of this air, and the air is different that day. You know, everybody has a little stickers on. Like, it's, you want to be part. You want to do what's good for like the country.
Some Democrats in the Missouri General Assembly are hoping people in Reed's position don't ever have to miss another election. State Senator Jamila Nasheed and State Representative Rasheen Aldridge have both filed legislation to lift the ban on probationers and parolees voting. The Department of Corrections says most people on probation and parole have jobs, and Nasheed thinks it's unfair that they are expected to pay taxes but can't choose their elected officials.
It's similar to taxation without representation. Those individuals should have the right to cast their ballot for anyone who's running on a local level, a federal level, as well as a state level.
Not everyone agrees with her. Republican Senator Tony Lueckdemeyer is the head of the committee that oversees Nasheed's legislation. He says people on probation and parole haven't proven that they can fully integrate into society yet.
I think it's appropriate that people should not, during that probationary period, have a role in shaping the law that they violated.
Nevertheless, Nasheed hopes her legislation can get support from lawmakers across Missouri. A 2018 report shows only around one-fifth of probationers and parolees are from urban areas like St. Louis and Kansas City. Many are from rural areas. States differ in how they treat people with felony convictions. In Maine and Vermont, people never lose their voting rights and can even vote while they are in prison. In Iowa, people convicted of felonies permanently lose their right to vote. They have to appeal to the Iowa governor to get it restored. Missouri is somewhere in the middle of all that. The movement to expand voting rights is gaining traction nationally, and states are looking especially hard at people who lose their right to vote for low-level crimes. That's according to Lindenwood University professor Jeannie Tease.
We're seeing things like the legalization of marijuana. We're recognizing that this isn't a serious crime in many states. So those kind of things raise a concern. Like, is this really sufficient to take away people's voting rights for any period of time?
People typically spend a little over 2 years on probation or parole in Missouri, and two-thirds are convicted of nonviolent crimes or drunk driving. Tracy Stanton never thought much about voting before she got arrested for having drugs. At 34, she went through treatment for her addiction, and after being released from prison in 2017, she had a political awakening and became much more interested in voting.
When you have something taken away from you, right, and this is like a natural human innate thing, you want it more. it's just like a big red stamp that you are not a part of this society.
Stanton is off parole now and plans to vote for the very first time in this year's election. I'm Julie O'Donohue, St. Louis Public Radio.